the garbage we can send base. One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage we can send the base? One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, son, talking face to face. I'm David. You're Haley.
I'm Haley.
What is this podcast about, Haley?
Fucking, I don't know. I have no idea.
I've been trying to just to introduce it every time we do it. Except
I don't even
for
know
the
what
last,
you say.
Like, three times.
You say the same thing every time.
Yeah.
I could not repeat it.
This is a podcast where we pick a topic and ignore it
there
for a half hour.
That's what we do.
Yep. And so you know us, but you do not know our two fancy pantsy guests. They're both named Eric. Let's start with the bearded corner.
I'm Eric Miller. This is my first podcast with y'all.
And your first podcast ever, right?
First podcast ever, yeah. That would be an accurate description.
Okay. And then the blonder corner. Are you blonde
too? I don't know.
I'm just as blonde as him.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, look at it.
You have like light brown.
Yeah.
And less of it.
I mean, I've been called the ginger before, but
yeah, I could see that too.
But it's just because everyone focuses on the homeless beard. And
I feel like a lot of guys have red beards. What is that?
It's kind of a thing. Like, even Eric has, like, if that thing kind of grows out, it's kind of reddish.
Dave gets a red beard.
I get red in my
really?
Beard.
My grandpa was a redhead.
That seems like an infection.
Dave is Asian.
I've got
There's
red
no redhead.
Beard.
That's weird. That's real weird.
No, I've heard that, though. Like, if you have, like, I don't know. You just have red in your beard.
Yep. I don't know why. But we've got another Eric. Eric?
Eric Johnson. That's the name.
Don't wear it out.
Third time guest, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, third time on your wonderful program. Sitting over here, sipping on Madison's finest beet-flavored whiskey.
Very good, yeah.
And we'll get to that in a minute. Well, thank you guys for being on the podcast. We just came from Forest City Brew Club, a little meet taste. Meet and greet and taste. I don't know.
It's the monthly meeting. Like, you don't have to, like, church it up.
Okay. All right, fine.
Why not?
It happens every first Wednesday.
It's only once a month.
That's right. Yeah. Shameless plug, internet listeners.
That's right.
The five of you out there.
That's right.
At Prairie Street Brew.
Prairie Street Brew House.
Prairie Street Brew House.
First Wednesday.
Yep.
First be there.
Shout out.
Or stay square.
Yep.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Speaking of shout out, you were just on a podcast, Johnson. You were on Homebrew Rockstars.
Homebrew Rockstars.
And how many episodes have they have? Have you been on every episode?
No, that was my second one. That was episode 12 we recorded on Monday.
Oh, wow.
I was on episode 1.
Yes.
And I was on episode 12. I'm kind of their guinea pig when they want to try out new things.
Okay.
I should probably listen to that.
Yeah, we should.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, it's good. Obviously, it's homebrew themed.
Yeah.
The last one we did was all about homebrew clubs.
Very good.
Pertinent.
I think I need to get better at talking about it. Because really, I still am just like, this tastes like socks.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
You never know.
Sometimes it's appropriate.
Yeah. Tonight, I couldn't taste anything because it was so fucking loud in there.
Which is a thing I just learned.
Yeah. Synesthesia, right?
I'm going to start going to the meetings with noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah.
So I can taste the beer.
You won't look crazy at all.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just be like, she's on the spectrum. It's all right. She's of age.
I once used noise-canceling headphones just to sleep on a plane. I wasn't actually listening to anything. I just turned them on and said, fuck y'all.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to try and sleep. Because
they're expensive, though.
It's better
to get ones that, like,
on
actually
fire.
Work.
There's that. Just, I don't know if you've ever been on a plane full of Polish people, but it's loud.
We've been on a plane full of Koreans, and they love to take off their shoes and rub their feet with different oils.
That was actually an Indonesian Korean Airlines.
Well, still, all Asian, and they love to take off their shoes.
I love stereotypes.
I was on a plane full of Turkish people once. And one guy had like half a heart attack, which is interesting.
What's a half a heart attack?
He didn't die.
Like it wasn't bad enough for them to stop the plane.
Well, I mean, we were almost landing anyway.
Mm.
He had some sort of issue. And everyone freaked out for half a second. Then he got up and was like, oh, it's fine. Except he said it in Turkish. So.
It's like, okay. I think he's okay.
Where in Turkey did you go? Did you go to a bathhouse?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, did you go to, I mean, was Turkey a layover or did you actually go?
It was a layover on the way there, and on the way back, we extended it for 2 days. We were there for 2 days.
It was like a purposeful layover, though.
Right.
Like,
we did planned it out that way. Yeah. Turns out Turkish Airlines is really cheap, and the food's awesome.
Nice.
Okay.
So, yeah, on the way back, though, we spent a couple days there. It was nice. We hit all the Istanbul sites.
Oh, nice.
All the awesome places right before they got blown up and shit.
Right, pretty much. That trip was cursed. Everywhere we went got attacked by terrorists.
Yeah, actually, Dave's cousin, his youngest cousin, went to Turkey, and it was like...
It was maybe a month before the attempted coup.
Yeah. And it was like right in the neighborhood she was staying. She was staying with friends of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So we're like, get the fuck back here. Now.
Sidebar, that coup was total bullshit and that was, you know, it was an inside job. Yeah. Pretty sure. But that's a different podcast entirely. Okay.
That is a different podcast.
Well, I'll pick your brain about it later. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about homebrewing, but before we do, I think maybe we hit some good for the gut.
Okay.
Okay. Right into it.
I want to try these amarettos. Can that be my good for the gut?
You can. Actually, they're really good.
Are they amarettos or amaros?
So I was told amaretto.
What's amaros?
Yeah, tell me, please.
There's one person in this world that can answer that question, and he's not here.
Who is that?
Michael Lawrence Hahn.
Mike Hahn, get your arse.
Is it a bitter?
If it's an amaro, it probably tastes like hot feet and garbage.
No, this smells like amaretto.
Like it's like all herbal liqueurs.
Oh.
And, I mean, he'll spot off some bullshit about how classy it is and whatnot, but, like...
I love Mike Hahn. I love him.
We all
But do. Every time he makes me a fucking drink, I want to die. Just taking the tiniest sip, I feel like... Part of my soul has shriveled up and left my body, and it's not fucking coming back.
Why are you trying to kill Haley?
He's trying to kill everyone, though, to be fair. I mean, it's not exclusive to Haley.
Why are you trying to kill everyone,
Every time he makes a nasty-ass bullshit drink, he always offers it to you.
And he loves it.
He loves it.
I don't understand.
You know, I usually like what he gives me. Am I alone in that?
We're talking about liqueurs, right?
Liqueurs.
All right, cool.
Yeah, liqueurs.
I'm on the Dave side of the table on this one.
Really?
Generally? I didn't used to.
Physically, and.
I didn't used to, but, you know.
Yeah.
They're growing on me.
Can't do it.
There's a little face with that.
It's to the point, you know, even I just smell it, I'm just like, like I cry a little.
It's true. Most of them taste like dead moths.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay. Well, anyways, what are we drinking right now? Right now, so we have a lot on the table.
Some bourbon.
Beet bourbon. That's on the Eric side of the table.
It's not actually beet bourbon. It's a small batch 90 proof bourbon whiskey from something with a V. Vahara?
I think it's
Bay?
Yahara
Bay Distillery.
Yeah.
Well, if it's Yahara, why do they have a big V on there?
I do not know.
Is there a description?
Could massively confusing. Tell you? But yeah. I mean, Eric claims that it tastes like beets, but beets have no place in a bourbon. It claims to be a bourbon, so
I don't think they actually use beets. I'm just saying I'm getting like a beet vibe from it.
All right. Well, I think you're crazy. So there's that on the table. I'm drinking a nice glass of water just to keep me sane a little bit.
Yeah, not a bad idea. So we also have some, so there's a couple complexities in this smorgasbord. So we have some home distilled, which is not legal, so it's actually not home distilled.
Breaking the law.
Damn. And also nobody listens, so who the fuck cares?
All right.
So,
Chad the cop might listen.
Chad.
And he'll ask for
who's,
some.
Who's yeah. Chad the cop?
He's a friend, Chad. He's a cop.
Yeah. And he's a good guy, actually.
Is he a, is it a statey or a...
He's a state. He's a county.
He's county. He's a county Rochelle. Bounty.
So yeah. He's in, like, an actual, like, law enforcement officer.
He is.
Respect the Constitution. Yeah.
No, but I... so we have, for the homebrew stuff, for the home distilled stuff, we have a rum, an amaretto, and a spiced amaretto. Do you have the silver top?
The spiced amaretto.
Yep.
What do you it what smells do you really good, but the more I smell it, the more I'm dreading to try it.
Can I jump in on that?
Please.
I'm done with
all
my
beats. All right, I'm going to try
here's it. Here's the spiced amaretto.
And let me just say, I hate amaretto. I do. I really? Fucking hate it. So.
Well, before you try it, or while you try it, or before you try it, I just want to say that I've had everything here, but this is, I'm trying the rum currently.
I also don't like rum.
Okay.
I'll try it, but I also don't like rum.
See, I don't usually drink rum, but it tastes closer to a whiskey, and I'm wondering if you guys think the same. It just doesn't have that residual sweetness that I'm used to. What do you think of the, by that face, Haley,
Haley, what do you like?
Yeah. It's weird. But I mean, but who just drinks amaretto though? It's always mixed with something.
I don't
it's
know.
It's so is sweet.
It, I could
amaretto like a hazelnut liqueur or whatever.
It is
almonds.
Some,
I feel like if like you marzipan. Wanted, I feel like I would put this in like a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you, Miller.
No, I'm not saying I'm not gonna.
I'm in the striking distance of you, so.
Well, I'm not saying that's something I order, but so if I wanted to mix it with something, that's what I'm going to mix it with. It's like what you would mix in a pumpkin spice latte. Yeah. That's what it tastes like.
It okay. legitimately Fair tastes enough. Like stolen if you've ever had that.
I have not.
It's like a German sweetbread with marzipan and raisins and shit.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
It you tastes, just tried some? Yeah.
Yeah, I just tried it. It's but
oh, it doesn't feel like it was boosted from someone.
No, but it's all right. It's cloyingly sweet, though. I think it's a little too sweet. It's a lot too sweet. It's way too sweet.
Yeah, well,
like it's not a sippin' drink.
No,
I was definitely told this was the, spruced up version. This is the one they've been all drink.
Here, do you want
that's the spice version.
This is the spiced, spiced version here.
Actually, I don't hate it, but it's tough. It's tough to get through.
We don't have a background on what spices are in here.
I do not know. I will have to find out.
It does.
I would say like cinnamon, nutmeg. The normal spices.
That's the rum, yeah. Yeah, so what do you think, Miller?
It does have, like, a sugariness to it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's... I mean, it's not offensive or anything. Like, you could drink it and, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
Go on a walkabout.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to try the other one. No offense to your friends.
Oh, no. That's quite all right. I'm sure.
Well, actually, if the other one doesn't have all
the other spice, one isn't spices and spiced. Stuff in there. Here, do you want me to pour a little bit?
Fresh glass.
If I may, he doesn't back like to the share. Rum.
Yeah, the rum.
It does taste more like whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
I've got a little bit of beer. I'm going to taste here. It after this hot mess. And
I don't know. Yeah, seeing that I don't know the actual process of what they... did
can I try the rum?
This? Yeah, please.
This is better no, without.
Do you use it in your glass already?
The spices. I think.
Is it better?
It's better. I mean.
Is it less sweet?
No, it's still about the same amount of sweet. It just. Okay. I mean, it isn't two conflicting flavors of the.
It's like it's syrupy.
It is syrupy.
It is definitely. But I think both of them are syrupy. Did you try? Did you try the plain one, Johnson?
Oh my god, it's so bad. I'm sorry.
I might as well do it too.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Maybe I just can't do hard liquor anymore. I think I puked it all up at some point.
At some point you puked it all up. You're right.
I just can't.
So now, you two have been brewing for a while. Please, yeah. First of all, well, here. What do you think of? Did you both have the same thing just now?
No, I have this the play tomorrow or the
this is definitely more whiskey than it is
okay.
rum.
That's okay.
That's one consensus.
Okay. I'd also like to point out that I'm the only one that's never done this before and I still haven't hit the microphone with any kind of glass.
Well, if you think about it though, you haven't gone this way for it. There's nothing to your left to have to go to.
To the inside?
So, what he just passed to the right and he hit something.
Yeah, so
but
to
it
the
was
inside.
Towards. Yeah,
are you saying it's in like an inverted thing?
Maybe. I don't know.
Bullshit.
I was just trying to.
Thank you.
So, all right. So, Miller, you had the rum. Johnson, you have the just the Plano.
The Plano.
Amaretto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Passable.
Okay.
I think
I'm rinsing this out with my lemonade.
It would probably be good with, I don't know, something spritzy.
Okay.
You know.
See, now I wonder. It makes me wonder exactly, because. Like with home brewing, there's a lot of recipes. There's a lot of talk about this is what you do. This is, you know, tasting or to add to the taste or whatever. But with home distilling, since it's first of all not legal, and second of all just not talked about, I guess, so much. I wonder how you even go about that.
That's always been like a thing that's like kind of blown my mind. Like, yeah. Like how are all these new craft distilleries popping up if like,
mm-hmm.
like no one opens a business knowing nothing about what they're doing, you know?
Oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
If I got a degree in journalism, I'm not going to open a car mechanic shop, you know what I mean? Like, I would have no clue what I'm doing. So obviously they got a little bit of background in what they're doing.
Yep.
But.
Kind of like if you had a degree in concrete and you've started making airplane parts?
Only if you've made basketball hoops first.
Okay.
I mean, they're gateway drugs.
I'm not sure what's happening here.
I was describing Eric Miller.
That's kind of what my resume looks like.
Concrete?
I've got a degree in structural engineering, and then I built roads, and then I built basketball hoops, and now I make airplane parts.
Oh. Well, that's the natural progression of things, right?
Typically,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's okay. Textbook.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we've had all the hard stuff. Let's cool it down. You want to open up maybe some of the homebrew?
Sure.
Wait, yeah. We're done with hard stuff?
Well, don't have to be done, but you have to drink our shit first, too. So this is a rhubarb blonde, or blonde rhubarb, I guess.
Rhubarb blonde.
Okay, rhubarb blonde.
All right. Well, the rhubarb is the descriptor then to the base beer that is a blonde, right?
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
It's not a blonde rhubarb. It's
What's
a rhubarb
the,
blonde.
The 2015 category number?
That's there
a
is
great
no
fucking
yeah,
question.
That we were trying to figure that out.
Do you remember?
Ooh, this one's like
what they ended
kind
up
of farty
it?
Smelling.
I don't remember. No, I have no clue. But yeah, yeah, this is you. Yeah, I really don't know what I assume. I don't know, because see, well, first of all, rhubarb's not a fruit, but it's more of like a specialty blonde.
Well, they
I
also
don't know.
Have a vegetable category
okay.
as well, but
yeah,
I think
it used to be just like the herb spice beer or whatever that kind of
right.
encompassed everything.
But the new categories,
the Reese's categories, like
much
expanded
more.
Everything.
But rhubarb is legally a fruit.
Is it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Legally.
Like to use?
Like they went to court.
Define legally. What?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like this town, or like, I don't know, someone like went to court to fight rhubarb being a vegetable, and like the Department of Agriculture declared it a fruit instead.
At a federal level?
Yeah.
All right.
Weird. I wonder.
It was in like the 1800s.
Well, cheers.
This seems like something the federal government should do.
I read it on Wikipedia.
Congratulations.
So, this one's tartier.
It is a bit tart.
It is a bit tart.
I think...
Now, you guys have done fruit beers. What fruit beers have you guys done?
We've done a handful. some that turned out better than others.
We did our first one, our fourth beer. Was a strawberry beer.
Yes, and that beer was it was pretty good. It tasted fine. It tasted like a light strawberry type beer, and you had a lot of actual like real strawberry flavors. But the fact is like we pureed the strawberry before we put it in there, and it never ever settled out, so it kind of had like a super cider look, but it didn't look just like a cider. It kind of looked like straight vomit.
I was going to say more like a diarrhea feel to it.
Oh, God.
Like, it's so
fantastic.
The, the fruit matter oxidized and turned brown.
If you poured it into a dark container and drank it, it would be completely fine because it wasn't like chunky or anything.
And it was a decent beer.
It tasted really good. But like if you looked at it, like you kind of, you're like, I'm drinking straight vomit.
We always recommended drinking that one from the bottle.
Yeah.
Well, I ask because our beer got these like floaties in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Some bottles
but
are more
floaty. I felt like
than
we
others.
Strained out the rhubarb really well, but then we saw when we were putting it away, we saw one bottle had like a shit ton of floaties in it. We're like, oh no.
Yeah.
That's not good. So we poured it out, but we poured it through a strainer, and there was nothing in the strainer.
Yeah.
What yeast did you use?
I believe we used Cefale 05.
Okay.
So I just didn't know if that was normal.
I'm just wondering if it could be yeast flocculation.
Right, that's what I was wondering, if we made a beer with the mother in it.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not sure.
You know, like...
Is it like a kombucha thing?
Yeah, they always say... Or like if you get like apple cider vinegar, it says with the mother.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Fucking hipsters.
That's what I mean. No, but that's like what I... I think that's the only way you can fucking describe it, though.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Well, so, how did the rhubarb enter to the beer?
So we did it in two stages. At the end of the boil, we put in 2 pounds. And then during secondary, we put in 4 pounds, mm-hmm. along with some table sugar, mm-hmm. which I read.
That's appropriate in a blonde.
Okay. Yeah. Because it lightens the body and brings up the alcohol content, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. And we did cook the rhubarb a little bit and then mash it. So it was... semi-pureed, but not
let's talk buried. About the stuff that went into secondary. How did it go into secondary, like full leaf or
so we took the rhubarb itself had been frozen. We took it out, just mashed it and put it in some water along with the sugar, and all that got boiled, and then that whole mix of stuff got poured into the secondary into the pail after we siphoned it from the primary.
And then you let it kind of ferment after that? Was correct. That room mm-hmm. temperature?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Which downstairs is probably, you know, whatever.
Probably like high 60s.
Yeah, mid-60s maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, like... So let's continue on our other fruit beer journey, and we'll get back to that. The next beer we did was... it was an apple beer.
Apple spice.
An
number
apple
eight.
Spice beer.
I remember
yes.
number eight.
And that was kind of a hot mess because like okay. we...
What does that mean, number eight?
We numbered them.
The eighth beer that we made.
Oh, I see. I thought you... Gotcha.
We ended up buying like a whole bunch of different types of apples. And we had like an apple tasting at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. And we like each like... ate these apples and we like rated them, and then we ended up coming up with like a final ratio of these different types of apples that we wanted to put into this beer afterwards, and we were pretty hardcore about it, and then we ended up destroying the shit out of it with way too much spice.
Right. It was a decent apple beer.
Okay.
But we spiced it in the secondary. What's one of the lessons we learned from that mm-hmm. beer was
a little
that,
spice goes a really, really, really long way.
It does, particularly if you put it in the secondary because it spends so much contact time with the spice.
Now, how much spice did you put in there? I'm curious.
We would have to look that up, and that might be from our dark period.
No, that was prior to the dark period.
All right. There was a small period where we basically wrote every little bit of documentation down on like napkins and chunks of notebook paper. It can't be recreated.
Is this a 5 gallon batch or?
This was a 5 gallon batch.
It was a 5 gallon partial mash batch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that ended poorly, but the most recent fruit beer we've done, we did it last year. It started, we brewed it in July. We picked a bunch of cherries from the cherry tree in my front yard.
I remember this one.
You've had this, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite beer I've ever had.
We ended up like pulling like 18 pounds of cherries out of this tree in my front yard, and the only reason we didn't get more because like I get scared of heights past like 10 feet.
Okay.
And I picked most of those cherries by myself, and I basically parked a car in the street so that someone wouldn't hit the ladder I was on with a car.
We also had an intern that climbed the tree.
Well, it started on the 4th of July, and we're like, oh, look at all these cherries. And we started picking them, like, these are delicious. And then, like, we ended up, like, saying, let's pick the rest of these. And there was no help for the rest of that. So some of the cherries went to a pie for Rachel, which was delicious. Mike made some booze cherries out of them, and they were...
not delicious.
Made by Mike, huh?
Damn it, Mike.
I didn't say anything. And then we had another 12 pounds that were left for this beer we made. And since we brewed 10-gallon batches, we ended up basically splitting our 10-gallon batches all the time into 2 5-gallon batches, and we put 10 pounds of cherries in 1 5-gallon batch, and then we put 2 pounds of cherries in another 5-gallon batch, and then we put another
4 pounds
of raspberries in that the additional 2 pounds of cherries. So because we use frozen raspberries, the raspberries go a lot further than raw cherries, and this beer ended up turning out epic. And basically all we did is we brewed a light Belgian blonde style ale.
Similar to this, actually.
Yeah, similar to that. Mm-hmm. And then on the secondary is when we took all these, we froze the cherries after we picked them and washed them and all that. And then we kind of gave them a little bit of a crush, mm-hmm. not to like grind them or anything, just kind of break the skins. And then we put them frozen into the secondary of the carboy.
Seeds and all.
Seeds and all. And then we basically siphoned our primary fermentation on top of that. And then after we kind of revisited the whole recipe and how we secondaried this recently, because we're doing it again. And it was on there for a really long time.
Like 3 weeks on the cherries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so... yeah. It basically spent 3 weeks on the cherries, but we gave it a day to basically warm up, mm-hmm. because the cherries were frozen, and then the beer we racked onto it was on, you know, basement temperature 60, 65. We gave it a day for everything to kind of raise up the temperature or stabilize or whatever, and then we tossed it in the chest freezer at 50. Basically, we did that to try and give the yeast that was in the beer already a chance to kind of dominate whatever was on the cherries or whatever.
Because we didn't
sterilize or sanitize the cherries really in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So we figured we let the yeast that was in the beer and the alcohol that was in the beer kind of stabilize everything. And then we put it in the chest freezer. And since the cherries have a whole lot of fermentable sugars, we decided since it was in chest freezer, we'd bring the temperature down and basically crash it to let the alcohol dissolve out all the cherry goodness. Well, we don't actually want the yeast to ferment any of the cherry sugars. And I don't know if you got anything more to add to
that.
I just hit the microphone for
you've done it now.
We've gone full circle.
So now the whole fermentation process was what, 2 weeks primary, you said? 3?
Was like 8 days in the primary and
okay.
And I think this time around when we did it again it was like 2 weeks. But I mean that's fairly unimportant. But yeah.
And then three with the cherries, you said.
Right, it's been
which is the whole secondary.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a week on the cherries now, so we'll let it sit. So, yeah.
Well, this current version has been a week. Right. But okay. We ended up doing, 3 or 4 weeks with it at, 45 degrees in the chest freezer, which kind of suppresses the yeast activity, but allows the alcohol to kind of get the cherry flavor out. And then after that, we ended up actually doing a, air quotes, tertiary, where we actually racked everything off the cherries, took all the good juice off the cherries, and then I don't know if we put gelatin or anything in it.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either.
It was just time and temperature.
So I think we just basically racked it off the secondary, and then we cold crashed it, I'm pretty sure. We brought it down to what, 30, 37 degrees or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically just to try and let all the crap settle out of, because, I mean, there's residual cherry gunk hanging out in there. Just try and let that stuff.
Are there any, I'm just curious, are there any other beers that you have had that have been similar to this or that you tried to style it after? Or was this
We were shooting from the hip on this okay. one. We really were. Right. I mean, the cherries were from the tree in my front yard. And then we kind of, I mean, we went on the internet and kind of got some guidelines, which is what we based it off of.
So you're kind of like...
But the way we handled the cherries was just something we made up. Like the preventing re-fermentation with temperature thing. Because that beer probably would have restarted fermentation had it ever gotten warm.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we just kind of made... I'd say inspiration for it is probably the New Glarus Belgian Red. But that's got a wild yeast component that we weren't going to recreate. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of, we had these cherries, we like making beer, let's put the two together, you know?
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And since the strawberry beer thing we mentioned earlier, like that was super cloudy and disgusting and looked like vomit, we were kind of worried about recreating that situation, but this beer ended up being
crystal clear.
Crystal clear with the perfect hue of red that
7 weeks in the making, nice. Basically.
I do remember it, having it in Mike Hahn's mom's hot
this
tub.
This is where it gets weird.
Yeah.
Tell me the whole story.
Let me ask you this about hot tubs. Do you get automatic like relaxation boners a little bit?
What the fuck?
I don't think I've ever had a relaxation boner in, say, Mike Hahn's mom. I won't mention her by her name, Mary. But I haven't had a boner in that hot tub. I know I've had boners in hot tubs before.
Okay.
As I know, fair. Mike has had boners in hot tubs before.
Mike always has a boner.
Well, but like, let me just
is that a thing? Talk to me.
Okay, Johnson, let me just make sure.
His name is Johnson.
A relaxation boner is what we're talking about?
Yeah, just relaxation
boner. A boner induced by nothing more than relaxation.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's possible, but I haven't, I don't keep track spreadsheet or anything.
Sexual activity kind of a form of relaxation? Like, where are the lines drawn here?
I don't know, I guess, but I just will say that there are occasions where I'm just tired and relaxed, and then I'm like, well, my dick's like, I'm gonna pop it. Let's get popping.
I'm gonna pay extra attention to this next time I get in a hot tub with you.
They're gonna be looking at your penis.
Gonna have like a fixation.
You're always gonna
be
like, hey Dave,
area.
Can you hand me that beer? Yeah, hey Dave,
could you stand up in the hot tub, please?
is that what you tell your masseuse?
I'm just so relaxed.
Yeah. You're doing such a good job.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but you're doing a really good job right now. You'll know in about a second.
Three thumbs up.
Yeah. You'll have confirmation in about 35 seconds.
Oh my god.
Very good.
So So this beer, that this current iteration of the cherry beer, you said at least a couple of weeks now it'll be ready?
Yeah, I mean, it's been on the cherries for a week, so we probably have another two on the cherries, one in the tertiary, and one for, so we're about a month away.
So let's call up Mary, start up that hot tub.
Mary Hahn.
Tell her that there might be some boners. And
she'd be all over that.
She would be all over that. That's the thing.
I hope she's not one of your
Haley
five
says it all sheepishly, but we all know the facts here.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
It's going downhill fast.
Let me tell you that a boner amongst like your peers is one thing, but a boner amongst moms, that's a little uncomfortable. That is the next level uncomfortable.
Well, she rarely joins.
I feel the exact opposite.
Especially now, she'll have the baby in the house, so she's preoccupied.
No, that's true, yeah.
Although, you know, typically, you're not really not wearing any clothes.
Yeah.
In that hot tub.
Yeah, to be fair, there's a lot of nakedness in that hot tub.
Yeah. this is just a physiological problem with me. I'm sorry. You just know too much now.
I don't know why you're describing it as a problem.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends. Like, you know, have you ever seen...
It's just the way God made it.
I can't help it.
Give it 30 years and you won't call it a problem.
Okay, thank you. Well, what else?
Well, we haven't really talked about your beer.
Please. Yeah,
the rhubarb beer.
Yeah, first of all...
I am pouring more of right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So it's at least in taste it's palatable, I would assume.
No, I
haven't vomited on the microphone yet, so I mean A+ for that.
All right, yes.
If I might offer a slightly more glowing review, I think it's pretty decent blonde, and I like what the rhubarb brings to the party. It's tart without being sour, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like rhubarb to me necessarily.
This bottle isn't even as tart as the one before.
Oh, really?
Go ahead. Okay. Give it the old college try.
It's softer a little bit, but yeah. But I think it's a. I mean, I like the final.
Would you like some, David?
Yeah, yeah. If I might. So we are all extract brewers.
You and Haley are all extract.
Yes,
brewers.
Yeah, yes.
Not all of us are. Ours, we are all extract.
As opposed to the Eric Allgrain power machine.
We didn't come on this program to be insulted, Dave.
Fuck you very much.
You're right.
I have a boner
now.
That's
not his turn.
I'm sorry.
Don't tease me, Dave.
Okay.
Everything gives him a boner.
I'm sorry.
I can't tell if
I need to verify this bone.
Can
you stand up, please?
No, I can't.
He would knock the table over here.
For being all extract, I was happy with the color that we got.
Yeah, it's
if I might.
It's pretty much spot on for what, you know, if I was going to picture the color of a blonde ale in my mind, this is what it would look like.
Okay.
And the opacity is right, too, I think. I mean, it's not, there's a bit of haze to it, a bit of cloudiness. I'm seeing some of those floaties.
You got some?
And I think that is root. It doesn't look like yeast. I think that is some rhubarb.
Just some little stringies came through.
Yeah, that's fine, though.
Yeah.
Well, if we're honest, a lot of extract beers end up struggling really hard with color.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they end up struggling a lot with residual sweetness, I feel. I don't know if someone backed me up on this.
That may be true. I don't know. It's been so long since I've used an
extract. But color is the hardest thing to control, whether you're all grain or extract. And I feel like extract, you have very little control on that. And the color on this is pretty legit.
All right. Well, thank you.
Cool.
It's a good beer.
Thank you, guys. I have to admit... That means a lot to me.
No.
If you left a bottle of this beer in my fridge, I would drink it and I wouldn't throw it in the trash.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I would drink it and then crack another.
All right.
I enjoy this. Way to one up me.
Thank you.
I'll go the other direction and say that I have thrown out homebrew that has been left in my fridge.
Like from other people?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. From Eric Johnson?
No, because that's our beer.
Okay.
Eric Johnson has never brewed a beer on his own.
Okay.
I myself have.
Mm-hmm.
Because Eric Johnson was too busy finishing his fucking deck with some paint.
Rude.
It was one of our, it wasn't our first all grain, but it was our first all grain batch in our new brew system. He was not to be bothered. Because he was there painting his deck.
It kind of needed to be done.
The deck was kind of fucked up.
I'll give you that.
And the beer ended up great, but...
No thanks to me.
Eric Johnson.
That was the name of the beer. No thanks to Eric Johnson.
Right, yeah. I actually did brew without you once. I did that pineapple beer for...
Yeah.
I did that chili bowl ale... That wasn't very good.
What's a chili bowl?
I thought we were talking about your accomplishments.
So this episode is called No Thanks to Eric Johnson.
Yes, you can use the, you can put that in the title. That'd be perfect.
Okay, is there anything, we're coming up on time. Is there anything you'd like to, any shout outs or anything you'd like to get off your chest?
Did we sufficiently cover the topic of home brewing?
I feel like we didn't.
I think, well, no, yeah, I think we did and beyond.
That's only because you're bored and hungry.
I'm so hungry and I'm so tired.
And so bored.
I'm going to make an egg sandwich.
And it's only 11:05.
What? I am asleep by now.
Really?
Yes.
Like, I got another like 3 or 4 hours under my belt.
Jesus.
What? Don't you have to be to work at like 7:30?
Ish.
Or like 10:30 for this clown.
What?
If they're lucky.
He rolls in right around lunchtime and checks out.
I want that job.
I'll be honest. That's been amazing. More than one occasion where I've rolled in to work and my lunch buddy said, it's time for lunch. And I said, well...
Okay.
Yes, so, it is.
Sometimes you just gotta eat lunch.
So I guess just wanna. My only shout out is to Dave and Haley here. This is a really good beer.
Thank you.
I think you've done a fantastic job with this one.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
I would have to agree with that if you want to send me home with a bottle or two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll try and return the bottle, but no guarantees.
No, that's
it's all right. We just got five cases of bottles.
Yeah.
Cherry Valley has a really awesome recycling program.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
They were one of the first in the region to actually implement a village-wide recycling program.
Good job about that.
Yeah.
Way to go, Cherry Valley.
Yeah.
There's our other plug.
Shout out to Jeremy. I don't know his last name at the brew club.
Jeremy that gave us the bottles at the brew club.
Yeah. Krieger.
Mm. Krieger? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Jeremy Krieger.
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't be listening.
Krieger also makes awesome barrels.
You know...
Mm. Oh, you hit his mic.
Yes.
Side note, I didn't say it because I was originally thinking this beer smells a little like gunpowder, but I think that's my hand.
Mm. Oh. Oh, because you went shooting today.
Yeah, because I was like, when I was first, I was like...
I'm like...
I've washed my hands a couple times since then.
I have as well.
He has not washed his hands at all.
Sometimes I have washed my hands, but I avoid that. I'm wearing
the same shirt though, so it might also be that.
Yeah, well, me too.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's mental. I don't know. Well, anyway, your beer doesn't smell.
I don't know what gunpowder smells like. So
not like your beer.
Okay, thanks.
Would you like to know what gunpowder smells like?
Yes.
Really? Another podcast. That's another podcast.
You know what? Let's do this.
Gunpowder edition?
Yes.
Gunpowder.
So when we take out the trash, gunpowder.
Yes.
We are not shooting the trash can out to the curb with a shotgun, but we can consider
it's different.
It.
Yeah. So wait, you guys, so someone has a Foyt card?
Boom. We got one past that.
Okay. So you're like...
You're on concealed carry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
That is excellent. I want to go shooting sometime.
Let's do it.
Set up a time and date.
And then we'll shoot. All right, sweet. After that, we'll podcast about it, maybe?
We'll do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the podcast, Eric Miller, Eric Johnson, Haley. You're always on the podcast.
Well, not always, actually.
Actually, you're right. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. I could have just gone to bed.
You could have.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I just bow out. I'm like, fuck y'all. I'm tired.
Well.
But I didn't this time.
Well.
You would have missed.
I stayed.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Dave. Thanks for listening. We'll see you, I don't know, probably in like...
It's going to be a while, actually. Weeks.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. Okay.
No podcast for a while?
Well,
we'll talk about it later.
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's got to be a gun range visit.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There's that.
Dave is going to be working a lot of overtime in the next few weeks.
Sit back, relax.
Got a lot of bills or something.
With
or
your boners.
Just like a lot of poop samples coming in. Like, there's an influx of poop.
This time of year, there's always more poop.
Well, you know.
We're inundated.
I hear Thanksgiving is a rough time for the poop business, but we're not there yet.
Well, it's getting busy and, busy and I need money. So there's to that. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
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 reason, reason one, just to